Lee, a question that comes up from time to time is, why should I work with Business Radio X instead of just doing this kind of thing on my own?
Yeah, that is a great question. And I'll tell you the trade. In my opinion, these are the trade-offs. Doing it on your own is much less expensive. You have all the equipment probably on your phone right now to do pretty much anything that we do. So sure, you can execute interviews on your own. The problem, though, in terms of you're trying to use it as a way to generate business and to sell, you know, 5, 6, 7 figure business, it's difficult to pull that off in the eyes of your buyer because it's going to look self-serving. It's going to look like you've done everything you're doing in order to sell this person something. So by working with Business Radio X, number one, you have people that are professional that this is all they think about every single day. This is the work they're doing every single day. They have a portfolio of success, each one of them individually and collectively, where we've interviewed the who's who of business from around the globe. We've interviewed from the smallest emerging entrepreneur to the most seasoned CEO, executive of multi-billion dollar organizations. We have interviewed everybody in between as well. So when you work with Business Radio X and then your show is a subset of the Business Radio X network, you already passed that sniff test of this is a legitimate business talk experience. This interview is going to be professionally done. It's not some guy that is going to have a podcast today and it might disappear tomorrow. We have a history of decade and a half plus of work that we've done in a variety of places for a variety of people successfully in multiple markets, nationally, at trade shows and conferences, some of the largest in the world. So when you work with Business Radio X, you get that cover of that brand that is already proven and successful and great at what we do. When you come in as yourself, it looks like you're coming in as yourself. Your prospect is going to see that it's just you and it's you talking to them, which means there must be some catch in there. And then what are you doing this for? And it looks like a manipulation. It looks like you are just kind of setting them up to sell them something. When you work with Business Radio X, it looks like they are being invited on a talk show that is a part of a network, that's part of a brand that is legitimate, that has been doing this for a long time. It makes perfect sense. Their sales radar is way down. They don't see that you are ultimately trying to sell them something, which you may or may not be doing, because in our model, we don't try to sell every guest something. We try to serve the ecosystem. We try to position our clients as the voice of business for that niche or the market that they serve. So they aren't necessarily trying to sell somebody something. They are trying to serve the niche ecosystem or community that's important to them. And we give them the tools and platform to execute that. Typically, podcasters are out for themselves, and it looks that way. It looks obvious that Bob's podcast is about Bob so Bob can make more money. Bob rarely is doing it for the good of the community or the ecosystem. Bob is typically doing it to line Bob's pockets. Where Business Radio X is more mission focused. We're here to serve the community. We're here to help our clients become successful. We're here to help position our studio partners and their clients as the voice of business for the niche or the market that they serve.
For me, one of the most important aspects to consider when looking at this decision is speed to revenue. We just have all of the machinery in place that really does serve the purpose of converting the activity to actual green dollar ROI. That time period is much shorter, and that experience is much more seamless, smoother, when you're working with us. Now, I'm not suggesting it would take you 17 years to figure out and replicate, but it might take you 2, or it might take you 5. And most businesses, if their objective is to grow their business, that speed to revenue has to be an important consideration.